Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7. That's live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan. Can't wait till Jake Volnick shows up there. The Fan YouTube channel. You can subscribe to it for free. You can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand right now.
216-474-0092. Just getting into the whole, where are we with Dylan Gabriel situation? How long is that lease? Were you impressed? Were you impressed? By the way, Ian Rappaport said, what did he say about the leash, Dan, over the weekend? We were talking about this before, that, you know, that this is Gabriel's gig, right? I mean, until something goes sideways.
Well, he's the starting quarterback for now.
We'll see. Yeah. But when you say for now, then all of a sudden you're throwing the leash out there. Can I just bring this up, because I just got this on Instagram. Where's this coming from?
You seem disgusted today. Do you need a hug?
I don't need a hug. But
Dan, does he need a hug?
Can somebody tell me why do we waste so much government money?
I think you need a hug.
You want to hear another government waste of money?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
We'll get fired.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to read you what it says. This is from Cleveland Magazine. Cleveland's suing ODOT over Brown Stadium. In the latest chapter of the region's ongoing stadium saga, the city of Cleveland has sued ODOT for granting a permit for construction of the new stadium next to the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport.
Yeah, they got lawyers on retainer.
It's just like Cleveland's Department of Port Control, which owns Hopkins and Burke Lakefront Airports, filed the suit on October 3rd in Cuyahoga County Common Police Court. Suit is actually an appeal of an administrative ruling from last month. Can we just stop? Can you stop wasting taxpayer dollars? You have a stadium sitting at the end of a runway right now. Do you know how close those planes come to our current stadium? I watch it every week. I'm like, whoa, man, that was kind of close. I look at that every week. And, you know, I know that it just drives me nuts because we talk about the smokestacks out there too, right?
Thornton Mellon, Andy.
Can we stop? Can you just stop? Accept it. Accept the fact the dome's coming and just move forward. You're representing a small group of people that just want to be anti-everything.
For those of you who are under the age of 40 and go outside, you can go to YouTube right now, just type in Thornton Mellon, pull up the business class. It's Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School, and watch it. It's what you're in the middle of right now. And Rodney is saying is what you're in the middle of right now.
I understand that smokestacks aren't the same thing as a dome. I get it. But I was just looking that up at the break. Like, the smokestack at the old Ford plant was 230 feet. The new dome is like 221. Suddenly pilots forgot how to fly? Can't the city take the money and go do something else positive for the people?
Lakefront development, Andy.
Why should we have that, Jeff?
Break out those plans from 1937. See what they look like now.
Somebody come up with a fresh idea. Just be fresh. How about that? Let's be honest.
Fresh.
The football team is moving to the other side of the border. That's it. They're going to. They're on the border. They haven't left our. To the majority of us, they haven't left the city. The way Cuyahoga County looks at it, that's right, Cuyahoga County. The way the majority of your county looks at it, they're not moving out of the county. We all know that. So get over it. We're talking about something that held 12 dates a year. Now we've got the opportunity, this golden opportunity, to build something on the lakefront. Stop wasting money trying to stop the other thing and start doing something positive. Okay, I'm done with that. Where were we, Dylan Gabriel?
Fresh.
I read these stories all the time, and it's all red tape. Like, can we just have a politician that's not a politician?
Oh, you missed a lot of steps in there.
Which one? The red tape?
Oh, well, first you got to talk to the concrete union. You know, those aren't the Boy Scouts.
Are you participating or are you done? My rant is over?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I figure we're going to get on with it.
All right. Jim is in Cleveland. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Jim.
I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. First of all, I followed the Browns since 66. Nice. Been following
good
football.
Resume. Longer than me. Resume.
I was only nine, but I actually have been interested in football since 1964.
Even better resume.
Odell Browning achievement, and the Cleveland Browns haven't done anything since. Now, the guy that mentioned Marty Ball, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, here we go again, ground Brown, which, okay, Quinshon Judkins, I am a huge Buckeye fan. I think we should have drafted, Will Howard. Thank you.
Oh, you wanted Will Howard. I thought you were going to say Henderson.
I wanted Will Howard.
Stop it. I didn't say it. Not you, Jim. I can't believe you dropped that drop on
Doesn't
you.
Matter.
I wanted Will Howard, too. Hey, Keep going. Yeah. Jim, we're on the same page, brother. Keep going.
It looked pretty good. Quinshon Judkins was phenomenal. And then, okay, so they switched running backs. Now, I'm not really sure because I only had it on a radio partway up, and then I saw it a second.
Oh, we lost. Go ahead.
Why they switched to Ford.
Yes.
Jerome Ford.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing about Jerome Ford is he's serviceable running back, okay? But I don't know why they took Quinshon out. He looked great. And then the defense. We have the number one defense in the frickin' league. And they go into this Marty Schottenheimer prevent you from winning defense on the last drive. And once again, in glorious fashion, we have another come-from-behind loss for the Cleveland Browns.
Jim, Browns fan since 1964, do you feel better letting everybody know how you feel?
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't okay, change. That's we serve our purpose not only on Mondays on Browns Therapy Monday, but on Tuesdays as well after losses like Sunday. So, Jim, bless you for being a Browns fan. Thank you.
It takes nerves of steel, man. Like
there you go. Jim. 1964. So far, the best resume we've had on the show.
Today, anyway.
Yes. Anyone else? Jeff, you want to? How long have you been a Browns fan? Do you want to read your resume?
Not quite that long.
Okay, I want to make sure. Craig is in Akron. Craig, when did your Browns fandom start?
Hello, Craig.
When was your resume? When did your resume start?
Oh, God. Probably like 88, maybe.
19. Almost. You're still a baby. Still a baby, Craig.
A lot more pain in your future.
Yeah, so I'm used to abuse with this team, you know. But anyways, no, with this team, though, they need a franchise team. You know, we keep talking about, you know, wide receivers dropping balls, not going down the field. Well, who do we have to throw to? Unrestricted free agents like Isaiah Bond, a guy who's got butterfingers. We could have had McMillan in the first freaking round. I wanted that guy so bad. Instead, we take a pudgy defensive tackle that clogs the middle, and he's great anytime the play's directly up the middle. Any other time, he's not worth much.
Are you killing Mason Graham right now?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Of all the pro, Craig, I love you, man. I love you. You're a Browns fan, but you're done. First of all, the draft this year doesn't look that bad. We haven't had any ROI on the quarterbacks. Come on. Seriously, you're really? That's where you're going? That's where your frustration is today?
What's ROI?
Return on investment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where you're going.
Apparently somebody took a business class at Kent State.
No. Although the business school is excellent from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I used to walk by it every day on my way to the bars. I went to University of Rays.
Mason Graham's doing just fine.
Yes, he is.
That said, boy, does this team need wide receivers?
Yes, they do need wide receivers. Hang on one second. The other, go ahead, finish your point, and I'll make it. The Isaiah Bond thing is crazy. Yeah. Hang on one second. The Isaiah Bond thing is crazy because he probably would have been a second-round pick, right? Second or third at the worst. Third.
And guess what happens when you draft third-round wide receivers?
If you're the Browns?
You keep your fingers crossed and hope they become something.
Okay, entertainment. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Entertainment's in Worcester. Go ahead.
Hi, entertainment.
1977.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep, I get it, man. You know, but at the end of the day, man, do we even deserve a brand new stadium? I mean, let's just cut to the crap. You know what I'm getting at?
Do we deserve a stadium as taxpayers? Yeah, why not? I want a building that's going to be able to be used more than 15 times. So I don't care about the football team in that aspect. But if you got a building that's going to bring trade shows and concerts and put people to work in town, yes, we deserve a new building.
You know what? I mean, at the end of the day, man, let's be honest. Other than this 92.3 radio station, are you guys entertained with the Browns right now?
Jeff?
Yes.
The storylines are interesting. You can't tell me that the thought of Shedeur Sanders playing quarterback for the Browns at some time is not entertaining. I know these guys don't want to hear that.
This is totally a circus.
Shedeur.
I'm not lying. It's just a circus. Come on. Wake up in the morning and, for crying out loud, I got a brand new Cleveland Browns jersey, and I'm not even thinking about putting it on.
Aww.
I mean, this is just I'm dead serious. This is not entertainment whatsoever. This is just an embarrassment. I mean, whatever's going on right now just needs to stop. I mean, I wouldn't even want to be a cheerleader on the Browns football team.
We don't have any.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know what I'm getting at, guys?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel you.
Cheerleaders in the dome.
Oh, well, we have children.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They don't need
I'm frustrated. You know what I'm getting at?
But you are. Entertainment.
I'm really mad.
I hate to break it to you. You're mad, so you have passion, so you care. You care so much that you picked up the phone and called us this morning. So you do care.
I only called the radio station. I didn't call the Cleveland Browns. I called 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah, that's because the Browns aren't going to give you a voice all across Northeast Ohio and North America on the Odyssey app. Wink, wink.
You didn't inform me. You guys are entertainment.
Thank you.
You guys make my morning.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I thought he was entertainment.
No, entertainment's... Entertainment, I know I'll let you go. You're a fan. You're a friend of the show. Congratulations. Friend of the show. Entertainment can...
I wonder if it says that on his birth certificate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Friend of the show?
Or entertainment.
It's not a bad name. Mike is in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Give me your resume. When did your resume start for Browns as being a Browns?
Well, when I was a little kid in the backyard, I used to pretend I was Bill Nelson.
Oh, Bill Nelson.
Nice.
But after watching the game yesterday, a couple things came to my head after listening to Stefanski, and then when I remember when they drafted Dillon, the press conference, and you know, people asked him why they say that they drafted him. And the main thing I remember them saying was when they were looking at the film and out to talk to him, they said he was good at processing and very accurate. So my thing is, when I'm watching this game, it just seems like the leash was on him. And I'm thinking, if you trust the guy processing, I don't know how much latitude Stefanski gives him at the line or whatever, or why don't we put him in a somewhat like what Oregon was running? You know, they were running up-tempo offense, which I don't think we ever did in that game yesterday, if I remember right, and let the kid sling it a little. What was the farthest throw that we threw up field?
I threw it 50 yards on that last pass at the end of the game. They got the second to last pass. You know,
yeah. They were probably plus on those last plays with under 30 seconds to go.
The ones that were completed.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, you know, I'm on record. I'm not a Stefanski fan anymore just because I don't know how long he's been there now. What, 6 years? Five years?
This is number six.
Number six. And I went to look at how many penalties we had, you know, the next day I'll say newspaper.
Pre-snap. But internet. Yeah, no, we hear you. Yeah.
And I think we had 10. And the left tackle was killing us. You know, it seems like every time that's never been fixed, the penalty issue.
It felt like it went away for a second there. Mike, thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Michael.
Dan, can you do me a favor? Can you let the record show that he was, as he had said, on the record, he's not a Stefanski fan. So can you please place that into the record?
The record will reflect as such.
Thank you.
The group of people who are no longer Stefanski fans.
Trending appropriately.
That's where we are.
Yeah, they all had a lot to talk about on Sunday. I've...
Also, Kevin, an update, I think the people who are also still Stefanski fans.
Trending appropriately.
Oh, you think
we're in a good place.
I think if there was a number, if you were 50-50 on Stefanski, you're leaning towards, I wouldn't mind seeing a new coach next year.
Trending appropriately.
Right. I just think we are. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us next right here, Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.